SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says it was a higher power that spared him when a gunman tried to kill him.
What a day it was. As I said earlier this week, I stand before you only by the grace of Almighty God. That's true. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here.
Mr. Trump appearing at a rally today in Michigan with running mate J.D. Vance also speaking, listing a number of things that have played a role in the erosion of the working middle class in America.
NAFTA. Giving China the sweetheart trade deal and letting him into the World Trade Organization. The Iraq War in 2003. On every single one of those issues, Joe Biden was wrong, and President Donald J. Trump was right.
Also at SRNNews.com, while uncertainty remains on whether Joe Biden will stay or go, Democrats will be getting their convention in just a few weeks in the Windy City.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger, about 50,000 visitors. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations.
The Israeli army has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen. That follows a fatal drone attack by the terrorist group earlier in Tel Aviv. Today's strikes appear to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the war began last October. The Israeli army says a number of targets were hit in a port city. This is SRN News. An atheist group is taking on a Missouri politician.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court ruling transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and being diagnosed earlier as being gender dysmorphia before their official documents could be changed. The court found those requirements to be unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Sometimes it is good to be orange. Not an orange, but the color orange. Might even be life-saving.
It certainly was in the case of a lobster now living at Denver's downtown aquarium. The crustacean's rare orange hue saved it from winding up on someone's plate at a local seafood eatery. A restaurant worker spotted the orange lobster while unpacking a shipment, alerted the manager, who has since delivered it to the aquarium. The lobster, named Crush, for the Broncos' legendary Orange Crush defense from 1976 to 86. Rich Thomason reporting.
American Airlines and the union representing flight attendants have reached a tentative deal on a new contract. Terms, though, have not been disclosed. Wall Street yesterday, heavy losses. The Dow dropped 377 points for the day. More details at SRNNews.com.